Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network. You're listening to the newchurches.com Q&A podcast. New Churches is an online hub for the mission of church multiplication. Here you'll find the resources and training you need to get started, as well as a community of church planting and multi-site experts to help you thrive. My name is Daniel Lim, and I'm here with Todd Atkins.
What?
Okay, so if you are tuning into today's episode because the topic and the title of redeploying your volunteers piqued your curiosity, what you're going to want to do is hit pause and listen to episode 492 first. Okay. So I'm sorry to kind of hold back on the information here, but 492 is where we talk about new types of volunteers and role descriptions. And that is actually a good introduction to what we're going to be talking about today. So go back and listen. And then today we can just get straight into the question and, in a sense, make this a part two of what that conversation was. So here's the question. In light of our last conversation where we talked about, hey, there's going to be a lot of new job descriptions and previous role, there are going to be a lot of new roles. One of the side points, Todd, that you brought up was, hey, yes, in addition to the new roles, there's going to be a lot of roles that existed before and are not going to exist when we reopen, / volunteers who were serving in previous roles, that the role may still exist, but because they're a part of a vulnerable population, it wouldn't be wise to ask them to volunteer in those areas. So let's talk about redeploying our volunteers and everything in and around that.
Okay, so just listeners, just remember that according to the CDC, vulnerable populations above 55, that is where 91% of the deaths have occurred. And if you add on top of that, other vulnerable populations, like people with asthma or people going through chemo, or really think about this. If you have a child who has asthma, but you're a perfectly healthy adult, you still are going to be very reluctant to serve, and you may opt out. And so it is really important to think about both those scenarios. Okay, I may have a role that no longer is being used in this new reality, or at least the current season. There are situations where you could probably say, oh, based on, you know, what some of the requirements and competencies are for their existing role, then we can wholesale move all of our people who counted money, and we don't want them touching the money anymore or whatever it is. I don't know. We can wholesale move this group of people from one assignment to another. It may be easier for things like greeters to say, oh, well, we're not going to have greeters posted at the doors, but we do need them posted in the parking lot, and we need to give them a new job description.
Let's pause on that for just a moment, because Todd, I absolutely love that idea of reassigning volunteers as teams. Now, it may not work in every situation, and people can obviously opt out if they would like. But what I absolutely love about that is, part of serving is, yes, it's the act of serving, whether you're teaching a kid's classroom or serving coffee or whatever that is. There is that act of maybe enjoyment around the task that got you into the opportunity at first. But what keeps you there, and what keeps the best volunteers there, are healthy teams that are led by great leaders, not necessarily pastors, right? Because we talk about leadership pipeline. So volunteers are being led by leaders, and leaders are being led by coaches, and coaches are being led by ministry directors. And it's that team dynamic, that regardless of the job description, that team dynamic is what's going to keep people in the long term. So I absolutely love that thinking, Todd, because then you actually look at these teams like coffee. Our coffee area is called Higher Ground, and our coffee teams, they volunteer on shifts, and they have pastries, and there's a bunch of different things. To actually say, let's invite the leader of those teams into the conversation and say, hey, have you checked in with your volunteers? right? I know you're not their quote unquote pastor, but you led them. Have you checked in with them? Have you even talked about ways that you can connect, that you can serve together, that you, what are those other ways? I think that's going to be so important in the redeployment process.
Totally. And being able to tap a team like that, that, you know, can no longer do their role, and saying, hey, we still want you to remain a team, and but we need you to move, you know, outside the church. We need you to move into the parking lot or wherever it is. I love that, because then they do get to still maintain at least some camaraderie at a safe distance, and things like that. Now, the other thing to remember too here is, when you're thinking about these new roles, helping everybody understand places where you're uncertain. We all know the Andy Stanley quote, people will follow you if you're uncertain. They won't follow you if you're unclear. So our job here is to be clear on what we can, and recognize that there's some uncertainty. And the best thing that we can do, again, is giving them a clear job description of what we think it is going to be. And then quickly use the opportunity that we have there after that first service to quickly debrief the situation and make some adjustments and adjust accordingly. Now, we don't want to do that every week for the next, you know, I don't know, several weeks, but we are not going to know until we get there and experience it. A very smart friend of mine always talks about how competency is really truly developed by 10% training, 70% experience, and 20% coaching. That's Daniel, who I was talking about. And
I was like, oh, that sounds good.
I think it's you. Don't you say that?
Yeah. 70, 20, 10.
Yeah.
Right. And no silver bullets.
And so the big thing there is understanding that that is going to be true in this situation as well. And that how important coaching is. And this is not in no silver bullets, but it may be in the COVID version. And that is, Daniel, I haven't even told you I'm doing this, but I'm about to bust up the gradual release of responsibility triangles that we've loved and have become near and dear and is part of a no silver bullets. And that is, you move from intentional to guided to collaborative ministry to equipped. And that's the I do, you watch, you know, that whole process. Well, in this situation, I think we're going to have to come into and just do the three: guided, collaborative, and equipped, because we're not going to have time. We still need to be intentional. Hear me say that. But the intentional part of this is going to be digital. It's not going to be in person. And so we're going to move straight into, you know, we're doing this together and you're helping me, rather than you taking a step of watching, because neither one of us has done this before. But at the end of the day, if at the end of this service, we're like, okay, that was a 5. Well, hopefully by the end of the next service, or when we volunteer next week, we get to a 7 out of 10. And then the following week, it's an 8 out of 10. Because we're, you know, gaining that experience. And, you know, everybody's got to be a coach in this situation. Volunteers have to be coaches. So one of the beautiful things that I think is going to come out of this, you've heard both of us preach, every volunteer needs to be investing in another volunteer. The fruit of a volunteer is another volunteer. The fruit of a leader is another leader. This is a way, guys, for you to onboard so many new people and model for them what this looks like. You have an opportunity to build an army, not just an audience. And you will never have people more willing to serve than right now. So we need to find ways to redeploy those existing volunteers into new spots, and then some of our more vulnerable people into spots where they can still serve, but be safe.
Okay, so let's hear a quick word from our sponsor for today, and we will get into a few more ideas around how and where to redeploy. If you're preparing to launch a new church or campus in the upcoming months, I recommend connecting with Portable Church Industries. This team has been around for over 25 years and continues to be the pioneer in creating customized and engaging environments in rented venues with systems that significantly increase volunteer retention. They can help with everything from AVL, kids ministry, lobby spaces, signage, storage, and everything in between. Starting with your vision, they'll equip you with everything needed to thrive in rented spaces. Check out their site at portablechurch.com/lifeway and talk to an expert today. All right, so as it relates to where to redeploy some of these individuals for us as a church, Beulah up in Edmonton, we actually mobilized all of our group leaders to phone their group, their members. Actually, as I'm listening to us talk, I need to double check to see if our serving team leaders connected with their teams. I know our group leaders all called everyone in their groups, so we were able to quickly knock off thousands of people, you know, who are in groups and get that covered. And then we actually then said, okay, for our pastors, and also let's begin recruiting volunteers. So there's about 50 volunteers who are then recruited to then say, okay, let's now call everyone who is not in a group. Now, we've been talking as a team to do another round, and maybe we're not going to do it all in 1 week because we did it all in a 1 week time frame. And in the next round, maybe it's not in a week. Maybe we say, okay, we're going to do this within a month's time frame, but instead of it being 60% staff or 50% staff that are volunteer that are phoning, let's make it 10% staff that are phoning and 90% volunteers, and let's begin identifying. In fact, our seniors adult pastor, he's walking down a list of about 300 seniors that him and his one of his volunteers are calling. And some of the calls are over 30 minutes at a time. I'm wondering if even we then say, okay, as you're calling and as we're calling everyone, we actually, as a part of the questions, we say, hey, if there, would you like to serve? Are you serving right now? What are ways that you would like to serve? And actually invite them onto the phone calling team, because that would be such an easy way to mobilize and get people connected. Just as an example, not that that's the only place to serve.
That's good, man. That's good. So I'm, of course, working on a new course that's rapid recruiting and developing your pipeline. Because there are going to be situations like this where we say, okay, how do we still safely vet people and put them into roles, but do it quickly and do it as clearly as possible. So I do love the idea of modeling this from and modeling pipeline. This is a great way to install pipeline in short order, because what you're able to do with those volunteers is you can set a standard that hasn't been set before or do things that you haven't been done. Everybody expects change. Everybody expects the new right now. So if you haven't had a job description in place before now, man, this is, and it really is an awesome opportunity, because in doing so, again, you set the expectations, you set what the training will be, you set what the requirements are. And all you need to do is put one of those bullet points as, you know, recruit another volunteer to the worship ministry, if it's in the worship ministry, and just kind of fill in the blank, regardless of the ministry or role they're in. You know, the best person to recruit volunteers is other volunteers.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So today we talked about redeploying volunteers on episode 492. We talked about the notion of, I guess, rewriting job descriptions. And so let's, on episode 496, talk about redeploying staff, because I think that is a different conversation. Lots of similarities to this one, but it is a different conversation that is that does deserve its own episode. So if you haven't yet left a question, and maybe as you were thinking about this, you're like, oh, what about this? What about that? We would love to hear from you. Just go to speakpipe.com/newchurches if you're on your mobile device, or if you're on your computer, go to newchurches.com, hit the sidebar on the right that says send a voicemail. We would love to hear from you to best help you in your context to make disciples, that to help you make disciples that make disciples so that you can be a multiplying church. So Yeah, tune in for next episode when Todd and I are together and we're going to be talking about redeploying staff.